Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill? Always chasing the next big thing, the next vacation, the next promotion, that elusive future happiness that never seems to arrive? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that's obsessed with productivity, ambition, and planning for tomorrow. But there's something incredibly powerful about simply being present in this moment, right here, right now. And that's what we're diving into today, the joy of living in the moment. Not just some vague hippy-dippy concept, but a real, practical way to find more peace, happiness, and even success in your everyday life. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some seriously awesome tools from ancient Stoic philosophy that can help you ditch the stress of tomorrow and savor the richness of today. First things first. Let's get real. Life throws curveballs, right? Unexpected challenges, disappointments, even plain old bad days, they're all part of the package. But here's the thing. Dwelling on them or worrying about what might happen keeps us stuck in a cycle of anxiety and discontent. The Stoics, these wise guys from ancient Rome, understood this perfectly. They believed that focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, is the key to finding true peace. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how to react to a rainy day. You can stay grumpy and mope around, or you can embrace the coziness, put on your favorite playlist, and bake some cookies. See what I mean? Secondly, remember that true happiness isn't about chasing external goals or accumulating things. It comes from within, from appreciating the simple joys in life. The warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious meal shared with loved ones, a good laugh. These are the moments that truly matter. So, next time you feel overwhelmed by to-do lists and deadlines, take a moment to step back and notice the beauty around you. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a few minutes each day to appreciate what you have, your health, your loved ones, even a comfy bed to sleep in, can shift your entire perspective. It's like hitting a reset button on negativity and focusing on the good stuff. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't hurt. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're eating, savor each bite. When you're walking, feel the ground beneath your feet. When you're talking to someone, really listen to what they're saying. Mindfulness helps us break free from autopilot mode and truly experience life. And finally, remember that it's okay to let go of things that don't serve you anymore. Negative thoughts, unhealthy relationships, even outdated dreams. This isn't about giving up, it's about making space for what truly matters. Think of it like decluttering your closet. Sometimes you need to get rid of old stuff to make room for new, exciting possibilities. Okay, let's talk real life for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, swamped with deadlines, and your inbox is overflowing. Your phone starts buzzing with notifications, family drama, social media updates, the constant hum of what needs to be done next. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? But here's where the Stoic wisdom comes in. Take a deep breath, close your eyes for a minute and focus on your senses. The feeling of your feet on the floor, the sound of your breathing, the taste of your morning coffee. Now, remind yourself that you can control your reaction to this stressful situation. You can choose to remain calm, prioritize tasks, and tackle them one at a time. You can even set boundaries, turn off notifications, step away from your desk for a walk, or simply say, no, to requests that aren't essential. See, even in the midst of chaos, you have the power to choose peace. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, remember that happiness isn't found in chasing tomorrow. It's cultivated by savoring the present moment. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and cultivate mindfulness. And most importantly, don't be afraid to let go of things that no longer serve you. This is your life, your adventure. Make every moment count. As always, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom, and leave us a review if it resonated with you. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.